forged out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Saturday, March 9th, 2024. I'm Luigi with the American Branch of the Pole News Network, and I'm fueled by Robitussin. Thank God for Robitussin. Go buy a bottle today. Get fueled up, popped up on Jumaceuticals. Get Jumaceuticals today. Jumaceuticals. What are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about who's at fault here, then. Aphantasia. I got to talk about that like once a year. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the diverse Fallout TV show. We're going to talk about man-made whores. Love man-made whores. Those are good. This is a long fucking show. Jesus. Then we're going to talk about why am I still poor? And we'll finish off the show with Sweet Baby Incorporated glows harder than anything I've seen so far. Literally my thought process exactly why I haven't talked about it. So here we go. We will talk about Sweet Baby Incorporated glowing harder than whatever. It has to do with that group. I'm telling you guys, it has to do with that stupid Sweet Baby Incorporated Steam group. It has something to do with the Steam group. It's all links back to the Steam group. All goes back to here. See, they got their account back. They got their follower count back. A sweet quarter million. It all has to do with this. That's where all the shenanigans come from. It's all a psyop. That's the show. Thanks for joining me. It's going to be a great show today. Let's get into it, shall we? First, who's at fault here? Pitcher is. We have the old can of Coke. The new can of Coke. Last week, old can, $1. No longer available. New can, $2. That's called shrinkflation. Didn't Joe Biden, in his infinite wisdom, in his State of the Union address, just talk about how we weren't going to get less chips in our bag of chips? Didn't he just say that? Well, this is that. This is the bag of chips. This is less chips in the bag of chips. Biden, literally, 12 fluid ounces of Coke, 12 fluid ounces of Coke, $1, $2, that's called shrinkflation. That's trickflation. Trickflation. It's even worse. It's trickflation. It's shrinkflation, trickflation, same shit. This is it. Biden, fix it. You fuck. Fix it. You just said you were going to fix it. Fix it. This America says they aren't really tricking you if they say it outright. Yes, they are. It's literally quite essentially them tricking. That's why they change it. It's called tricking. Because it is. Goy sloppy consumers who can't cook. You're going to cook yourself some Coke? What the fuck? You're going to cook some Coke? Going to brew up some nice Coke? Brew up a Coke, Mom. What the fuck? The tall, skinny cans are for women. They shove them in their pussies. I like the tall, skinny cans. I remember having the tiny, skinny cans. I was like, they should make these into tall, skinny cans. And lo and behold, they did. Who would have thought? It's like they make me think I'm a super genius. Who's at fault here? Anyone who drinks this. Coca-Cola disintegrates the internal lining of your stomach or something. Because it's acid. Must everything be so uncomfy? Yes. Everything is maximum uncomfiness. Dio says that can's 100% going to become normal height. They already have those tiny little cans, though. They already have those cans. They're phasing us into the tiny cans. Possible. Aluminum should be more valuable than cola. If anything, that's more expensive to produce. I guess, but what's that have to do with anything? They're obviously just changing the can so they could charge you more. That's all that is. Never forget, be less white. Ooh, that was a bad one, Badger. That was a bad ad. Yeah, that ad was bad. Wasn't that Pepsi, though? Wasn't that Pepsi? I thought that was Pepsi. I'm pretty sure. You sure that wasn't Pepsi? Was that Coke? For some reason, I'm flashing to Pepsi with that one. But Coke is pretty bad, too. Why not both? Whatever. Not my heckin' goy slop. Next thread. Aphantasia cure. So I have aphantasia. The characteristic of not being able to mentally create images in my head. Oh, hey, all of gold. Hey, all of gold. Guys, I found out this is all of gold. All of gold can't do this. All of gold can't picture shit in his head. That motherfucker that drinks alcohol and does his show that I like so much, that motherfucker's a normie. That motherfucker's full-on normie. Can't picture apples in his head and shit. Crazy. He has aphantasia. Crazy. And I kept rubbing it in Olive Gold's face that he was a normie because of that, and he hated it so much. And before you're an NPC, can't kill yourself. I bet this is Olive Gold right here, but he's from Britain, so maybe not. I still function as a normal human. I have a job, a girlfriend, kids, hobbies. Dude, that doesn't mean, like, duh, that normies have those things. You think normies don't have kids, don't have a job? Why are you, how is it possible that you're not an NPC, but you're like, I'm not an NPC, I'm a normal human, I have a job, a girlfriend, again. Like, dude, yes, normies have those things, you silly goose. Yes, normies have such things. You know what else normies can't do? Picture an apple in their fucking head, you idiot. You fucking stupid idiot. This Mexican says, do you have inner monologue? The Birbong says, yes, I can have a conversation with myself and read things in my head. Visualization is blank, though. I don't know if Olive Gold could. He said he could have a conversation with himself and stuff as well, but is it the same quality or level of inner monologue, though? Large doses of DMT. Do not take DMT. Some guy says take DMT, some other guy says don't take DMT. I don't read because I am simply reading words with no form of context. What the fuck? I read manga due to the images being pressed. Dude, you don't read because you can't fucking image the words in your head? That is weird, bro. That is fucking low IQ shit. You cannot picture books in your head? Dude, there's times where I'm reading books where the fucking words fade away and I am literally in the book. Like, I am there. The best book, like, some points in Harry Potter, I'm reading and I'm, like, there in the fucking book. That's a terrible example, but whatever. I'm there. I am Harry. Harry! I'm a wizard. I'm literally a wizard. People with aphantasia shouldn't be allowed to vote. Yeah, dude. No. No. How? Like, if you think about something that happened yesterday, for example, can you not see the people and move around and look at different angles and stuff? How do you even remember anything if you can't visualize it? That is a good question. Birbong responds, easiest way to describe it is like muscle memory. I could describe my front room or my bedroom, but not because I can see it in my mind, but because I've spent so many years there, I could simply recall where things are. Dude, that is so weird. I know a car has four wheels, generally has four doors, a boot, a windshield, wing mirrors, headlights, etc., but can't imagine a car and see it. You can't fucking imagine a car. That is so strange. I feel like these people are animals living at a lesser level than us humans. This Birbong replies, what the actual fuck? It's like you have the brain of an intelligent animal. Almost like the inverse of autism or something. No, dude, it's just it's normies. Dude, he is normie. This is normie. This is like we get to interact with normies sometimes on the board. They can't visualize apples in their brain. It's insane, but it's real. What the fuck, man? He says, ask me to describe something and I can because I know how it should function or operate. I just do it through a view of memory rather than visual imagery, I guess? This guy responds, same here. I know what things look like, but can't see them. Oddly enough, I could remember almost everything I've heard read, even the voices perfectly. So strange. Like, how do you recall something without visualizing it in your fucking head? That's so strange. It's so foreign to me. I can't understand how someone could do it. Seems less than human. Because it probably is. It's probably animal-like. Chamal says, inner monologue's what the Bible means by the Holy Spirit, in my opinion. I don't think so, dude. Inner monologue is just you chatting with yourself to help reach a conclusion. Like, inner monologue is just some basic childlike shit you learn as a... That's stuff you learn as a fucking child to, like, visualize problems. It's so basic. It's like basic bitch shit. Read more books, this leaf. Dude, this leaf says read more books. Dude, nothing... A wiser word was never spoken, leaf. Yes. I think a hint was when the guy said, I don't read books because I can't visualize them in my head. That's probably why you can't, because you don't read them. You can't visualize stuff in your head because you have no imagination, bro. You need imagination. Literally, imagine-fucking-ation, bro. Do you have it? It's fucking incredible. Imagination. Something kids need. I think that's what it is when it comes down to. Imagination. Next thread. Diverse Fallout TV show. Anyone else planning watching the new Fallout TV show? Looks like it's going to be niggers everywhere. Well, yeah, it does look like niggers and Mexicans everywhere. And the only white person I saw was a ghoul. So not particularly looking forward to it. But I do like The Boys. And sometimes Amazon has a tendency to make awesome stuff without trying. Or ironically. Maybe it'll be good ironically. And I'll like it unironically. Chamal says, I think it's Holy Spirit, not the soul, when they say a devil on one soldier and an angel on the other. Well, that's conscience, buddy. That's conscience. Like in Pinocchio, the little grasshopper who's Pinocchio's conscience, that's like a visualization of it. This American says, I wouldn't watch this trite even if it came out with a free copy of Fallout 5. Like you could give this guy Fallout 5 and he still wouldn't watch the show. I'll give it a whirl. I'll give the show a whirl. This American says it's just a fucking game. Who gives a rat's ass? Everybody that loves the game, probably. Blowing my nose. If it doesn't display the glitches and bugs, I'm not interested. I'm sure there'll be a throwaway joke. I guarantee you there'll be a joke about some glitch or... Bethesda games are so known to be buggy and glitchy. They have to put a joke in there. If they don't, they're bad writers. Awful. Do not watch nowadays slop. Look, everything's slop and everything's crap, but I'm gonna give it a whirl. I'm gonna just watch the first couple episodes. Jesus, how could you judge it without seeing it, for fuck's sake? You can't judge anything without seeing it. We can assume it's gonna be shit, but we don't know it's shit yet. Next thread. Man-made horrors. Guys, I'm starting to think science might actually be bad. Scientists invent device to keep brain alive while severed from the body. Dude, that's awesome. That's cool. I want my brain to be alive when severed from my body. That sounds sick. I want to be put in a machine like in Fallout. I'll be like Mr. House. I'll be fucking cool. Look, your name, your head. Yes, like Futurama. Yes. If you have lots of Mooney, you could stay alive as well. Yes.
Whatever.
Man-made horrors beyond... your coffee. Ooh, that guy's kikish. Oh my gosh, in an animal model using Anastasia, whatever, the stuff that puts you to sleep.
Anesthesia.
I said it right. Anastasia. I don't know why I'm flipping out about this. I'm thinking like Anastasia. I'm thinking like that movie with the cats. That Disney movie with the cats for some reason. What the fuck is that movie called? Aristocrats? Aristocats? Aristocrats? I don't know what the fuck I'm flashing that movie for randomly. I'm so autistic. What the fuck? Whatever. Brain isolation and things. You will solve the capture while your body is recycled into onions. He probably said soy and was filtered. Transhumanism will be a blight, says Dad's Data Dump. Dude, transhumanism is bad, but... I don't know. You can't stop it. It's natural evolution. This isn't new, retard, says this American. Yes, I agree. At least our robot overlords will have a hobby. Our robot overlords should be irrevocably linked to us. That's how it should be. Transhumanism can only work in one high trust society or two when you develop the entire system yourself. No, we need the super lowly society. Remember when I talked about the island of pedophiles and their super advanced fucking society? And in that society of lowlies and transhumanism, that would be, you know, we would have transhumanism lowlies or something. I don't know why I go to these crazy places. This American says brain alive does not mean it has any thoughts or is aware of itself. Well, that's just where you're wrong. But dude, American, if you assume that the brain is a sponge, that the brain is an organ, the brain, even just being there, it's alive. So it's existing. It's in whatever void or existence it is in, it's there. Just because the less senses you have, the less ways to communicate you have, it's just the more retarded and less human you are. So if you're just a brain stump, you're alive still. You're just not, there's just not a lot there. I mean, how human can you be with no mouth, with no fucking body, with no eyes? You're just a brainstem. You still have thoughts in that brainstem. You're still thinking. But it's complicated because are you ripping someone's brain out of their body and then putting that into a suspended animation? And so now you have basically a brain separated from its old body. That would probably put it into shock, okay? Honestly, if you removed a brain from all its stimuli and just ripped it out and then just threw it into a fucking void of existence where it could survive somehow, it would probably go into shock because it doesn't have all of its old things are gone now. You don't have your hands anymore. You don't have your feet. You don't have any of your senses. You don't have any pain receptors. You're just a fucking floaty brain now. So obviously you'd probably go into shock. Your brain wouldn't know how to interpret its new voidless room that it's in. But if you had a brain that developed from the start of its life, like infancy to whatever the current size brain, you'd probably have a brain that was working and functioning, but would it have any thoughts inside of it? I don't think so. It'd probably be like a lump of cells, with devoid of any thought. Because it has no mouth, no ears, no eyes, no nothing. It's just a fucking lump of brain cells. So how could it have any thoughts in there? It wouldn't. But it'd be something. It'd be something, and it'd be alive. And it would. I'm sure it'd have thoughts of a sort. I'm sure it would have. Like, do animals have thoughts? Do animals have thoughts? I would say yes, they have thoughts, but are they human-like thoughts? Are they in sentences? No, they're just emotions and whims, really. They're like whims, and that's what that brain would be. Whatever, next thread. Why am I still poor? And this is the penultimate thread. I made $30 an hour working 40 hours a week, so I make $1,200 a week before taxes. After taxes, I bring home around $900. How the fuck am I still so poor? I always thought $30 an hour was decent money. Literally, this is a picture of my trailer, and I can't afford to get out of this place. I'll probably have to live here till I die in this piece of shit tuna can. The only reason I was even able to gain ownership of this trailer is because my dad is a landlord and gave me this trailer after I graduated for free. He owns 12 trailers he rents out. Well, dude, that you get it right there. What's your dad doing? He's taking trailers and he's renting them out. So instead of you living in this trailer, this is what you should do, buddy. You should take the trailer that your dad gave you. You should rent it out to somebody else for however. I mean, I don't know how much you could charge for this, but probably not that much. It looks kind of run down and shitty, but you could probably get a decent amount for this. So I don't know, charge like $500 a month or something for it. Get that $500, go buy yourself a car, a used car, live in the used car at Walmart, because you got to do what you got to do. And then just stock up that money and then buy one of your dad's 12 other trailers and rent it out. And then bada bing, bada boom, keep doing it until you get all of your dad's 12 trailers. The end. Now you are your dad's 12 trailers and you're making all the money. I mean, most of people's money goes to the rent. That's where it goes, to rent. Like, it's all blown on rent. Rent, alcohol, whatever vice you have usually goes to that. A lot of it goes to that. A lot of it goes to kids. If you have children, a lot of it goes to children. Goes to your responsibilities or your vices. But what you should do, if you want to get ahead, you have to be uncomfortable and miserable. That's how you get ahead in life. And being alone is a superpower and can give you an advantage in such situations. Dio says it's much nicer than my trailer, and I would rent $750 for mine. I'd get at least $1,000 for that one. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know the area they're in. That's the thing. I don't know what area you're in, because whatever area you're in matters and has a lot to do with it all. It looks nicer than mine in certain ways. Mine's missing some skirting. This is very similar to my single wide. And yeah, I was kind of probably lowballing it with the $500. Whatever, dude, I'm like, I may sound awesome and incredible right now, but it's really just me being fueled by Robitussin, and I'm actually really shitty and sick right now. So if I'm like blabbling off on like random tangents or saying stuff like, hey, we're gonna rent out this fucking thing for $500, like that's fucking $500. Dude, that's fucking insane in this Bidenomics. $500, that's literal insanity, Lou. You're literally slightly delusional currently, and yes, I am slightly delusional right now with my fucking Robitussin-fueled show. Awesome. What? Let's get to the fucking finale. Sweet Baby Incorporated. Sweet Baby Incorporated. Ah, people keep wanting me to talk about this, so I just don't want to. I just don't feel it in my gut. Every fiber in my gut says to not talk about this right now. Why? Why do I not want to talk about this so badly? Why does my gut keep telling me that this stuff is some fucking... There's something about this that's psyopy, and I don't know what it is, and I don't get it, but it's... I think it has to do with the Steam group. It's something to do with the Steam group. I don't know. But OP says, wow, oh my god, such an incredible discovery. This is obvious sarcasm. Not the major shouting gaming companies make gender, LGBT, mentally ill-diverse, modern new games with plots that are shit. There are actual companies that do this, and they should all take the blame, like Ubisoft, EA, Blizzard, Bethesda, Valve, etc. Not like gaming has not already peaked with it. What OP is saying, OP is making a very convoluted way of saying, basically, why are you just going to be mad at this group of games that Sweet Baby Incorporated is backing when we know that Blizzard, Bethesda, Valve, all of these companies are woke as well, even if they're not on this fucking list of Sweet Baby Incorporated games. Like, even though, like, just because it has, yes, Sweet Baby is bad, but just because it doesn't have Sweet Baby doesn't mean it's not woke. That's what the OP is getting at, and I agree with him. Not like each company now has a shitty HR department filled with mentally ill white women, gays, trainees, and enforce the same shit down your throat in the workplace too. Not like BlackRock, Vanguard directly sponsor this. Exactly. This shit reeks of glow nigger all over it. I agree. Anyone with triple digit IQ noticed this years ago. Yeah, I agree. They don't want all the pressure of males who would otherwise fight in the next world war. Normies will, of course, swallow this like they swallowed the $2,000 GPUs for heckin' Gamerino. Dude, they willingly lap up those fucking $2,000 GPUs. All this shit started on Reddit 9gag and other bot-infested shithole websites promoted by you-know-whom. This Sweet Baby Incorporated thing does not seem organic, man. I agree. Why are you just gonna single out the Sweet Baby Incorporated wokeness when everything is fucking woke? Not everything is woke. Everything. Every single form of media is woke. Every game is woke. You don't need to just look up Sweet Baby Incorporated games to know it's gonna be fucking woke. Then OP asks if his own post is shadow banned. No, just good posts don't get fucking promoted. And then a bunch of people bitch at him for no reason. Stupid. And everyone's telling him to use the general thread. Like, every single person is... Why is everyone... This is so inorganic. Nobody tells people to use the general. Like, use the general. Use the general. Like, what the fuck are you smoking? Dude, that is, like, inorganic. When people tell you to use the general, dude, I don't know, man. That's fucking weird. This is so inorganic and weird. Everyone telling the OP to use the general thread. Don't piss on as you retarded Serb shit, use the fucking general. What the fuck? His channel's name is Hill vs. Babyface. Like, why is everyone defending? Like, I like Hill vs. Babyface. Why is everyone defending Hill vs. Babyface? This is so inorganic. This is like normies using 4chan or something, trying to use us as their personal army. And I hate that kind of shit. So that's what I get out of this. Don't be these fuckers' personal army. That's what this is, a call for personal army shit. Dumb. It ain't organic. Ain't organic. That's what I get from this Sweet Baby Incorporated shit. It ain't organic. And that's the show. Please like, comment, subscribe. Have a wonderful day. That's it. Bye-bye.
I noticed on social media a lot of people are throwing around the term Zionist, Zionism, like it's an insult or a derogatory term, derogatory word. Just say Jewish. I know. When you're saying Zionist, Zionism, you want to say Jews. Say Jews. Say dirty Jews, filthy Jews, cheap Jews, whatever floats your boat. Because you're saying Zionist with such disdain and disrespect. Man up. Say what you mean. Mean what you say. Man up. If that's what you identify as. Okay? Because if you're saying Zionist with any negative connotation, you're really a bitch who's just scared to say Jew. Cut the bullshit, because Zionism is great. Anybody can be a Zionist. You could be LGBTQ for Palestine and also be a Zionist. Say Jew. Say Jew. We know that's what you want to say, but you won't say it. Step up to the plate and say it, but you won't say it, you ass, Jew-hating, punk-ass, Jew-hating
Kike Rat Jew.